org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. In the early 1960s, developer Fred Turk had several thousand acres of jungle on his hands on the Barrier Island in Indian River County. Turk offered to give it to the state, which was planning a new university. Community leader Alma Lee Loy helped prepare the local proposal. A young banker named Bob Spillman had a key role, but it ended tragically. Loy said the state's deadline was approaching quickly.
There was a real short deadline, and the idea, just the idea, of bringing a college to this community was very intriguing. We also had the beginning of what we all know as the State College going on in Fort Pierce. But they were just beginning. Everybody's looking out for themselves. And Fred Turk particularly, he was a developer. He envisioned a university there. We submitted the proposal, and the Board of Regents, of course, liked it. So we invited them down here.
To look at the land?
To look at the land. Of course, we could hardly find the land because it was complete jungle, and I do mean jungle. So the day before they arrived, Mr. Turk and some of his gentlemen that worked for him went through and took these little sand roads and made them just a little bit bigger so that they could get a vehicle through there.
There were no utilities. There was no nothing.
This was raw land and raw jungle like we used to have up and down the beach. Anyway, we showed them all the wonderful things and told them how wonderful Vero Beach in Indian River County was.
How did they seem to react?
I think it was mixed. Number one, they loved the idea of somebody's going to give it to them. Number two, it was quite remote. And, of course, Indian River Shores was just barely budding as a new community. But they were nice to us. They really were. They took all of the sites and ranked them. And then they let us know that we were in the top ranking. I don't remember what it was, but please submit a final proposal.
This was for University of Central Florida, right?
It didn't even have a name, but it turns out that the University of Central Florida is the university that they were talking about. We had such a short period of time between the time they said, you're on the list, please complete the final questions. We did, and made all those copies you have to make. We had no way to get it to them.
In Tallahassee.
We didn't have fax machines back then. It had to be hand-carried. So Bob Spillman, anxious as he was and smart as he was, and was also a pilot, he said, I will fly this proposal up there and we'll make sure it's there on time and delivered, which he did.
On his return flight, Bob Spillman's small plane crashed in North Florida, and Spillman was killed.
Naturally, we didn't believe it. We held out hope until we found out by the end of that day that he was killed. It was such a tremendous shock to this whole community. And, you know, I've been thinking, whatever happened with our proposal? I don't have any idea what happened after that day because I don't think any of us really cared. We had lost a wonderful friend. We had lost a community leader. We'd lost a young man. Bob was 35 years old. Fred Turk suffered just like the rest of us because he had learned to admire this young man who was coming up.
A few years later, he sold his land to the developers of Johns Island.
Things work for the best. If you're just patient, the right things will come at the right time. And I think that's what happened in this situation. Johns Island has been marvelous, marvelous, and all the people who have come to live there to this county.
And we have a state college after all.
Oh, yes, we do, and we're proud of that, too, because that one has come a long way.
A monument near the Bethel Creek House notes that Bob Spillman died in service to his community. A portion of Highway A1A is named the Robert C. Spillman Memorial Highway.
Every time I go by that, I think about Bob.
That was Alma Lee Loy. For 88.9 FM, on the campus of Indian River State College, I'm Janie Gould.